Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "An investment in knowledge pays the best interest." I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
I am joined today by my co-host, my trusted partner in life, and my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tam.
Thanks. I say ditto. But I am your co-host. You're not mine, so I think
I'm your co-host at home, though.
Oh, that's true. I guess we were.
Yeah, you're kind of the host or the hostess.
Identifying some of those little areas of our relationship.
It's been a fun process.
Yeah, it has been. It has been.
Well, and we are both in the homeownership status.
We are.
So we both own our home. Mm-hmm. You know, it happens to be we share that ownership. And the reason I bring that up is it's interesting because some stats came out that the homeownership rate in the U.S. fell to the lowest it has been in 50 years, actually more than 50 years. So share of Americans who own their homes right now just fell to 62.9%, mm-hmm. which is the lowest since 1965. That's crazy. It's a little bit of a decrease from the last quarter when they measured this. And when we compare this actually to its peak, okay, so back in 2004, we were at 69.2%. So we were up, almost up to 70% home ownership rate.
Right. So explain a little bit what home ownership rate means. What makes that up?
All right. So home ownership rate, very simply, is when they look at the number of homes that are owner-occupant.
Owned by their occupants.
Right. Owned by their occupant. Out of all the homes out there, that's the home ownership
rate. That's the rate.
Yes.
Okay.
So because the three categories you're going to get is either the homeowner, a renter, or somebody who's neither because they live with somebody mm-hmm. and they're not in either of those categories. They're not paying rent, might be living at home with their parents.
Okay.
And in turn, we're seeing the rental market go up as parents are finally kicking those, kicking the millennials out, saying, go get your own place.
What is the age group of that?
Well, the age group for that, I mean, basically 18, about 20, well, no, like 25 to 35 are the millennials. So that's that age group. It's that age group that is finally getting out of the house. Some of them are buying. Mm-hmm. And what's keeping them from being able to buy, I think, is an important question. The popular theory is that the biggest hurdle is affordability. And I think that that's true, but not necessarily affordability because of the price of the home. A lot of it's affordability that they can't save the down payment.
That could be true. But I also think that it's demographic as well. I think that's another variable too.
Because out
at my parents, where they're at, the homes are very, very affordable.
Well, yeah. And in the Midwest in general, homes mm-hmm. are very affordable. It's so much more affordable here. The average housing ratio, meaning mm-hmm. that if you take how much of your income you're spending on a house, in Missouri, it's about 10% of your income. The national average is 20% of your income, which is double.
Right.
So in Missouri, we're half of that, which is, that's a big deal that it's just much, much cheaper to own a home here. And if you look mm-hmm. at the age group of 18 to 34, which is the youngest age group, it's down to 34.1% of them own a home. So what is the perfect home ownership rate? I think it's a valid question. When we think about why do our listeners want to know about this? Okay. Here's why you want to know this is, if the home ownership rate is too high, that means it's too easy to own a home, okay? Or at least that's very probable that it's too easy to own a home. We saw that back in the 2000s when we're up to almost 70% home ownership. There were a lot of people that owned homes that didn't deserve a home.
That was the day of not really verifying jobs.
Right. You could get them and no money down.
Right.
So they had no skin in the game. They didn't have to save for that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the percentage of foreclosures based on the percent of money people put down, it's a direct graph that the less money somebody puts down, the higher their odds of foreclosure because they don't have any skin in the game and they'll just walk away.
Right.
They'll let the house go.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scary thing. And when you think on the flip side, when the home ownership rate gets too low, why does it get too low? Well, it may be because affordability isn't there that people can't afford to buy the home. But the other part of that are lending guidelines. So when lending guidelines get too strict and nobody can qualify, okay, well, then that gets too bad on the flip side. There was an interesting story out of Turkey, because the Turkish president, with all the chaos going over there, he basically declared it an act of treason if the banks don't loosen their guidelines to help pretty much anybody buy a home. So if we think we have a bad here with lending guidelines, holy cow, don't, you know, go to Turkey.
It's an act of treason.
It's an act of treason if they don't let pretty much anybody buy a home.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
That is. Seems a little harsh.
Well, one of the other stats that follows along with this are foreclosures. When we look at the recovery of the housing market, as home ownership rates gone down, the foreclosure market just fell, where there's only 375,000 homes in the market that are in some form of foreclosure, compared to back in 2011, where 1.5 million homes in the market that were in some form of foreclosure. That's mm-hmm. a huge difference. 375,000 from 1.5 million. Only 1% of all the homes out there are in foreclosure, which is really good. I mean, that's actually getting down to about a perfect level, because there's always going to be a certain percentage of homes that are in foreclosure because people lose their job. Just things happen that are unpredictable. So there's always going to be some people that will be foreclosed on. But I think we're reaching the bottom of where that level can get to, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. So if people are interested in owning their own home and be part of that home ownership rate, how can they get a hold of you, Doug?
All right. So great question, Tammy. So the best way to get a hold of me. So if it's, because it may be you listening, or it may be that kid that's in your basement that you know needs to finally buy, or maybe your neighbor's kid that you know needs to get on that right track, schedule a consultation with me. The best way to reach me is 314-472-DOUG. Again, it's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684, the numbers for it. You can call me. You can text me. You also can go to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and hit the contact me form, and just shoot me a message on there, and we'll reply to those on Monday whenever we're back in the office. In case you just joined us, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. So, Tammy, when we think about being smart with your money, I always think it's interesting to scan for stories out there where people were anything but smart with their money. I mean, they could be the dumbwithyourmoney.com.
Yep.
One that I just saw that was funny, I mean, I think it's very apropos, it's poetic justice. So this idiot in Pennsylvania steals $1.4 million from his employer.
Different companies.
Yeah, two different companies. Steals $1.4 million, controller of some pretty major companies. And he uses it to not only pay his mortgage with a little bit of it, okay, I think $13,000 to pay his mortgage and about $69,000 for credit card bills. The remainder of it, $1.39 million, went to an online romance. Okay. But worse than that, okay, did you read this story, Tammy?
No, I'm hearing it for the first time.
Okay, so worse than it just going to an online romance, it was an online romance scam.
So some dude in his jack strap or right. shorts or
I mean,
whatever.
The guy thinks it's a woman.
Oh, gosh.
But they don't even know if it's a woman. So $1.39 million that he ends up sending overseas to her.
It was overseas?
Yeah, it was overseas.
It wasn't Turkey or
right.
Obama
somebody's being able to buy a home with it. Let's see. It looked like it was in...
I'm just curious.
I think it was in Ghana. Okay. Is where the woman was overseas. I'm sure it was a sob story. So...
Well, it's really interesting how people, you know, who knows where this guy was coming from, mental state or not, but man, what a way to blow some dough, huh?
Yeah. I mean, the guy ends up 33 to 41 months in prison. So be interesting.
That's
to
not
see.
Very much.
No, it really isn't. And now the money's gone. We're not going to be able to pay it back.
Right. How old is he?
The guy was 59 years old, Jeffrey Plimpton.
Aww.
So,
gosh.
Idiot. I mean, it's
poetic
justice,
know?
Because when somebody steals and then somebody steals what he just stole, it's a sad story.
I get your point.
Yeah,
it's
very,
not very,
very. It's a sad
state
of affairs.
Being very smart with your money. Well, I heard one in the St. Louis area, and I think it made it onto the news, too, about the jury duty. And this is serious. This isn't a funny one. So people are being called up on the phone and said that they missed their jury duty time and that they have to pay a fee of $200 to $300. It varies. And people are giving these callers their credit card number. So just for the record, that is not true. There are no penalties. There's no fines that you pay for not showing up
Well, and I had one. I had a new Craigslist scam come up this week when I was looking to buy an iPhone on Craigslist, and they wanted to make sure I was a real person, so they send me a Craigslist secret code, hits my text message, and they text me wanting me to give them that code back to them to verify that I'm a real person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what that would have done is let them start posting things
in your name,
in my name, in my account.
Did you report that to Craigslist?
Actually, I didn't, so I do
need
to report
that.
I do need to. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when we talk about the millennials that need to get out of their parents' homes, okay, we're going to talk about the seven mistakes that millennials make when they're purchasing a home when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.